Hello and welcome to the Wild Minds podcast with me, your host, Joe Farrell. In this podcast, we'll be covering people's mentality, how we can help the environment, and people's mental health. We'll understand how people coped in difficult situations and how people managed to overcome the challenges they were faced with in life. If you'd like to keep up to date with the podcast, follow us on Instagram at wildminds.uk and on Facebook at wildminds.uk. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
All right, Wild Minds, we're back again with another Wild Minds Wednesday. And this week we have my boy Paolo. Paolo Plays, Maga Fitness. Which one are you going by at the minute?
Whichever one you want, mate. Whichever one you want. Man of many names, eh?
How's life, man? How are you getting on?
All good, mate. All good. You know, given the circumstances of the current pandemic that we've gone through as a whole, not too bad. Just obviously trying to work on a positive mindset and make the best of a bad situation. And hopefully that'll rub off onto other people as well.
I think that's the main thing that a lot of people are trying to do these days, just find some positivity in such a negative environment with all the stuff on the news that's going on, with the whole virus itself, and just the way that life's going at the minute. It's a pretty negative place.
Definitely, mate. I totally agree with you. And I think, you know, it's easy to get sucked into being very negative. You know, it's quite contagious, as positivity is very contagious. It's very easy to get sucked into that you know, that negativity. So I think it's important that as a group, and it's nice to see it. I see it a lot at the minute on Instagram and socials. It's nice to see a lot of people supporting and helping each other. You know, we've never really seen that before, years gone by. But this year, and, you know, obviously last year, it's nice to see people getting together and supporting each other in different ways that we've, like I said, not seen before.
I think there has been like a massive coming together. Like a lot of the negativity has gone out, and a lot of people are just searching for the more positive aspects in life. And I think it is good to see, because it's helping a lot of people. I think a lot of people are coming out of the shells as well, and they're admitting, I need help with this. I think it's got a lot more people to admit the wrongs.
100%. And in, like, you know, within the modern era, you know, a lot more people are, you know, able to accept sort of, you know, for example, mental health. It's a lot easier to accept now, whereas, you know, 20, 30, even 10 years ago, if you spoke about mental health, you know, some people might laugh at you, you know, and I think now more than ever, there's a lot more people out there who are willing to open up and, you know, so that others can do the same, so that we can all help each other grow as people, you know, and get over certain things like this, certain barriers.
I think with the mental health stuff for me, I think when people open up, it helps them the self. First off, they're gonna get the help that they need with stuff like that. But then also it helps someone else that sees you opening up massively, because it lets them know that, right, if he can do it, why can't I do it?
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Joel, as well. And I think, you know, talking is one of the biggest factors to getting over mental health. If you hide away, you know, it's not gonna help anybody, especially not yourself. And that's one of the reasons that we'll probably get onto. I'm gonna be doing this 100-mile walk. For CALM, which is men's mental health. It's not that women's mental health is not just as important, but I feel like the statistics point towards the fact that men struggle to open up and talk about such things as easy as women do. I'm not saying that it's not as important, obviously it is, but I feel like, you know, men find it like they find it a bit soul-destroying when they feel like something's wrong with them. You know, it's a bit of pride, etc. Yeah. So I think the reason I want to do it is because I've been through a mental health battle myself, and there's a lot of people that I know that have been through battles. So, and there's people that haven't been as fortunate as me to get through a battle of mental health. So it means quite a lot to me in terms of doing something that I'm going to push my limits and cause pain upon myself for them people that weren't able to make it, and to make more men come forward and stand up and speak out.
I think the difference between men's and women's mental health, especially for us, is we're men. We understand men more. We understand the men mentality more. Like for me, I think everyone wants to be that big alpha male. Everyone wants to look the big. Everyone wants to look the part. Everyone wants people to think of them as a part. And when they open up, they think, now I'm looking weak.
Yeah.
But to be the best of yourself, you've got to open up. You've got to get over your own bridges, get over your own challenges. Because if you don't do that, you're never, ever going to be the person you want to be.
Totally agree with you, mate. I totally agree with you. And, you know, that's a big thing, is self-development and, you know, accepting your weaknesses in life. You know, if you target your own weaknesses, you'll become a stronger person, because you'll work upon them, and you'll make them areas of your life better, you know, and it'll make you a better person in turn and help, you know, help you help others as well. Do the same thing, you know. It's easy to hide away and deny the fact that if you've got something to change in your life, because nobody likes to accept that sometimes they've got things that they need to work on. But it's about making little steps. You don't have to do everything all at once. It's little steps, positive steps in the right direction.
Yeah, I think with, like, us being boys in groups, and Joe, we ask each other, you say, oh, how are you doing? You all right? But we're not actually asking, are you all right? We're just saying, this is how we start a conversation. Then let's get on to the actual conversation. I think sometimes, yeah, especially when you're in a group of friends, you can see people changing. And I think you need to, I think as men, we need to press each other more about how are you actually feeling? Not just, don't tell me you're all right. How are you actually feeling?
Yeah, it's an awkward conversation to have between men, I think. I think it's an awkward conversation to have. You know, like you said, nobody likes to accept, for example, a weakness. But it's not a weakness. It shows a lot of character and a lot of strength if you're able to open up and discuss how you're feeling openly and honestly. You know, and once you've got it off your chest, I think that's the first step, and it'll make you feel a lot better straight away. You know, you'll feel a lot, you know, a lot more relieved, I think. It's like a weight's lifted sometimes.
Yeah, I think with the way we want to be perceived and the ego that we've got inside ourselves, I think that's the main thing. We need to break down egos and break down the stigma of you're weak if you come out and talk, because I think we all need to, and just talk in general, not even just talk when you feel bad, just talk when you feel good as well. Just talk all the time, man. You just got to open, just get it out in the air, get it into the universe, man.
That's what I said. It's about egos, you know. And in mental health, there's no such thing as an ego. You know, there's no big man or there's no little man or no weak person. You know, everybody's the same. Don't matter how big or strong or hard you are on face. If that thing's got a hold of you deep down, you can be the biggest, hardest man in the world, but it'll destroy you if you don't deal with it in the right way. So, you know, and like I said, the only way to deal with it is to hit it head on and really open up and, you know, accept, you know, areas of your life that you need to change, whether it be some of your friendship groups, or whether it be, for example, if you're smoking or you're drinking or anything like that. You know, you've got to look at them aspects and see how they're affecting your life, not just turn a blind eye to it all.
Yeah,
totally agree with you there.
You've got to definitely sit down and think deep about what is it in my life that's doing this to me? Why do I feel like this? And then when you deep it and you think more and more about it, little things will start cropping up, like stuff that you have not addressed in your past, stuff that you're doing now that's affecting you. There could just be all sorts affecting you. Once you start addressing stuff, you can start knocking them off one by one. And I feel you become the person that you want to be.
Exactly, mate. And like you said, you know, you've hit the nail on the head there. It might not even be things that are, you know, relevant now, modern time. It might be something that's happened in your past that you don't think it's necessarily affected you, but later on in life, it comes back to affect you in a big way. And that's the kind of things that you need to deal with, you know, and walking. For me, walking's a big thing. You know, it's nice. I get out with a few friends. I go social walking on a weekend. You know, it's nice. And I say to the lads, you know, at the end of the walk last week, I said to the lads after 4 hours, I said, you know, what were you thinking about on your walk? And one of the lads, you actually know him, Emiliano, came forward and said, literally, I just didn't think about anything, like nothing in the world. Like, it's literally like everything just went away and I was just enjoying the moment and the scenery. You know, and that's what you want.
Yeah,
that's 100%. What you want, you know, because, you know, stuff like that, it's like just, you're just forgetting all your problems or issues, and, you know, it gives you a bit of respite in order to, you know, just sort of feel nothing or feel happy and, you know, enjoy social time with your friends.
Yeah, my walking stuff, when I'm walking around it, I like to go on my own sometimes. I enjoy going on my own with a camera. I enjoy doing that. But then when you go with my mates, like, we'll meet up, we'll walk for 4 or 5 hours or whatever. We'll get back to the car and then drive home. And then when I get back and I'll think about, oh, what did we talk about? I think we didn't really talk about anything. We literally just talked shit all the way around. Like,
just nothing came out of anything we said.
Yeah. But that's the best thing, because you just forget everything. You're just talking pure shit. It's
exactly.
Not talking.
You're just talking about the moment, aren't you? You're not talking about work. You're not talking about anything other than where you are, what you're doing, just having a laugh. You know what I mean? But like you said as well, on the flip side, I find it quite therapeutic being able to go out and walk on my own. You know, just like midweek, I've got to get my sort of my miles and my fitness up. So I just get my, you know, I just get my coat on. I take the dog if I want to. Just get out there, you know, battle the, you know, the elements, what the elements are throwing at me, and just, you know, just enjoy that alone time to reflect and think. And that's another important thing is, you know, a little bit of alone time. A lot of people don't like that these days. A lot of people don't like to, you know, they're scared of alone time. But alone time is where you grow as a person sometimes as well. And that's important.
Yeah, there's like two ways in there. When you're being alone, you think when you're on your own doing something, you need to be like super positive. And you need to think of the positives and everything, because being alone for a long time can make you feel the worst. You overthink everything and all this stuff. And you think, well, you just think, expect the worst, don't you? It's natural to expect the worst out of stuff. But when you're, if you keep your mind positive and you think of the good stuff, you think, what if it's thinking of a bad situation? What if it never happens? And most of the time, it never happens when you're thinking of stuff.
Exactly. And, you know, this is, you know, when I went through my sort of mental health, I went to therapy for a good few months, and the therapy really helped me grow as a person. You know, that's one thing that I'm not scared to admit, you know. It's made me a better person going to therapy. And what I learned in my therapy, I've been able to pass on to other people. You know, for example, one of the main things that I worked on is, if you've got an issue, is this issue something that's out of your control? Or is it something that you can control? Because if it's out of your control, it's pointless getting yourself worked up and upset about it, because you can't change it. Worrying about the things that you can actually change. For example, this pandemic, we can't change it. You know, it's happening around us. You know, obviously these people, conspiracy theorists, etc. But grand scheme of things, it's something that's out of our control. So don't get yourself, you know, too down about it. Obviously people are out of, you know, out of pocket. That's, it's sad and it's upsetting. But for example, with regards to the pandemic, it's out of your control. So focus on things that you can control, and you'll soon start to sort of filter down your problems, and you'll be able to break them down that way as well.
I 100% agree about don't worry about stuff you can't control. It's easier said than done. But with stuff, since I've started this Wild Minds journey, I've been looking into stuff, reading stuff, and one of the first things I came across is, if you can't control it, don't worry about it. And I think, then I've actually looked deep into it, and I'm starting thinking, why am I worrying about that? What if that never happens? It's out of my control. What if this person does it? I can't do all about that. So why am I worrying? And why am I wasting my time thinking about it when I could be thinking about something else? So I think that's a massive one, man.
Definitely. It's a good book that I'd recommend for anybody to go through. It's a bit of a workbook, and it's called Mind Over Mood. And that's what my therapist at the time made me sort of work through with me as well. So I'd say to anybody who wants to sort of, you know, sort of develop and grow and think about these sort of things, is to get a book called Mind Over Mood. You can get it on Amazon, and it's really good, and it breaks it down, every single thing, every single aspect of mental health, it'll break down. And, you know, if you sort of continue to practice, it becomes second nature. It's like anything, you know, if you practice a sport over and over again, it becomes second nature. If you practice mental, you know, working on your mental health or mental ability, it'll become second nature. So when you come to a problem, you'll know how to deal with it in a certain way, you know, and that's something that has been a very important attribute, you know, to me now, because of obviously what I've learned, it's helped me a lot. So if I can do that and help other people along the way, you know, it makes me feel better as a person as well. Then
I feel like you know more about like the actual mental health stuff side of it more than I do. But the way that I've, this Wild Mind stuff, the way that's come around is my way to deal with everything was nature. So like literally, like you said, you went to the therapist, got this help you needed, and then that's got you good. You're feeling good now. Literally, I found my own way. I fell into my own way. Like nature was my way of dealing with it, and it comes across like the walking stuff and all stuff you do. So it's like, I think people just need to just try something new. Maybe if you are getting down and you can't snap out of it, therapy is definitely the way to go. You need to speak to one. You need a professional. You don't need to just talk to your friends about it. Go to a professional, because they're the ones that know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You know, it's a hard one as well, Joel, as well, mate, because the reason I went to therapy is because I was desperate to get better. And, you know, obviously it was an expense, but I felt like the expense was investing in myself, you know, and I tried doing certain things to help myself, which did work, but the problems were always there and I didn't know at the time how to deal with them. So once I started going to therapy for a few sessions, I then obviously it became more clear to me. But like you said, for you, going out and spending time, you know, in a natural environment, it's blessed. That's really good. And that's one of the best sort of remedies that anybody could ever possibly have, is to get out and, you know, enjoy the fresh air and take photos. It's amazing the world that we've got around us, even in Yorkshire, you know, we've got mountains to climb everywhere. Not so much mountains, but you know what I mean? We've got the moors, You know, we've got reservoirs. We've got a lot of scenery around here.
It's one of the best, man. It's one of the best around here.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
We've got so much. We've got so much different stuff. We've got the big forests. We've got the beaches on the edges of York, on the edge of Yorkshire, not the edges, sorry. And then there's we've got big open lands. We've got mountains to climb. We've got everything here. I think people just need to get off the sofa. I think if you're feeling down, get off your sofa, go on Instagram and type in what mountain Yorkshire, and you're gonna get loads. Waterfall Yorkshire, you're gonna get loads. People just need to get some motivation behind him. Get off that sofa and get going, man.
It's hard as well because you know, like obviously now you're quite a motivated person, and you know, even though I went through what I went through, I'm still a very motivated person, but I lost that motivation. So it's hard for me to be able to say to somebody, you know, just get up and do it, because you've got to be kind of sensitive to them. Everybody's different, you know, everybody's different. Not everyone's as, you know, like-minded and strong as other people, you know? So I've got friends out there who some of them I can't say to just get up and go, because it's harder than that. You know, it's a bit deeper. And then others that are just being stupid and lazy, and they're creating their own problems by not getting off their ass and just, you know, just getting up and being a bit productive. And when I say productive, I don't mean like, you know, go on a 3 mile run, you know, do 1,000 press ups. What I mean by being productive is just do 2 or 3 tasks, even if it's one task that's going to make you feel like you've a sense of achievement. For example, you know, putting a wash load on, or, you know, cooking some food, or, you know, walking around the block. It doesn't have to be a massive, you know, thing. It could just be such a small task, but as long as it gives you a sense of achievement, that's all that matters, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'd say this, don't ever feel stupid if you think that the thing that you've done makes you feel good, you know? Just as long as it's something that's positive to you, you know, relevant to you, that's all that matters.
Yeah, see, it's like I said a second ago, it's like, you know more about the mental health stuff than I do. I just know what's worked for me. So it's like you say, like, people can't just get up. To me, I don't know about all this stuff. I'm not that deep into it. That's the only thing, but.
You've done good. And everyone will find their own journey at the end of the day. Everyone's got to find their own journey. But what you're doing with the Wild Mind stuff, bro, it's really nice. It's good to see. You know, I'll 100% get behind that and support that, because it's seeing somebody local that I've known for a long number of years do something really positive, you know, and try spread positivity among more people. For example, the January steps, you're doing the 310,000 steps in January. That's mint, bro. I love that. And I'd even say to people, even if you don't achieve the 310,000, just give it a go, you know, get out there, you know. Yeah. And I think it's really nice. It's nice to see that you're doing something like that to help people after obviously you've been able to help yourself, and you're trying to help people in a positive way. And it's really good.
I appreciate it, man. I'm just trying to spread what's worked for me. I know that being busy and being outside has worked for me. So, and then I'm trying to get people on board. But then once I got people on board, like, I put the advertisement out for it. Message me if you want to get in. We made a big group chat. It's like 40 of us in a group chat. We made a big group chat. And then, but then even now we're like a week in and people are messaging me, oh, great work with this. I've been trying to get up and do more myself. So it's just spreading and spreading and spreading, because there's so many people in the group from so many different walks of life. It's going through all their friends as well. So I started it. I was literally sat on the sofa and thought, what can I do? I thought, oh, I'm going to do 10K a day for January. But then I thought, why don't I get everyone else to do it with me?
It's good, bro. It's good. It's rewarding as well. I can see that it's quite rewarding for you. And it's nice, you know, because you're helping people at the end of the day.
Yeah,
In a time like this, when it's a really tough time, because you've got to remember we're in a pandemic, and I keep forgetting, because, you know, see everyone out doing the walking and stuff. And it's nice, you know, as long as everyone's abiding by the rules and
social distance walking.
You know where it is, you know where it is. But yeah, like I said, you know, I'm going to be doing a lot more walking. Obviously, I'm planning this. I'm going for this 100 miles at the end of March. So on a Sunday is going to be my social walk. So for example, you're coming with me this Sunday, which will be nice. But yeah, anybody who wants to jump on that, you know, spread the word. It'd be nice to get people on that. We're just going to go certain places around Huddersfield, or we might even go the weather gets a little bit nicer, go to the Peak District. You know, just get out for a couple of hours in the morning. And then you've got the rest of your day to be lazy and do what you want to do.
Serious. Like with weekends, people say, oh, I like to have a lie-in on the weekend. I like to have a lie-in. I think if you get up at like 7 o'clock, 6, half 6, 7 o'clock in the morning in a weekend, you've got so much weekend to do with whatever you want.
100%, bro.
Weekend, man.
100%. And, you know, a big thing for me when I was in a bad place was drinking. I drink quite a bit. So my New Year's resolution now, not as New Year's resolution. I'm just doing it because I'm doing the walking. I'm not going to drink for 7 months now. So don't ask why 7 months. It'll all come into play. But yeah, I'm not going to be drinking for 7 months. So the reason I'm doing that is just more for myself, to prove that I can do it. Obviously, I'm a very strong-minded person anyway. But when it comes to mental health, there's no such thing as a strong mind. So I think now I've got through the other side and I'm still working on things, bro. It's important to always keep working on yourself in a positive way. Don't ever think that just because you're feeling better now, that you know, that's it. You've always got to keep working on it gradually.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's very important, is just never get complacent. Otherwise, it's easy to fall back into a rut. And that's what I don't want, you know, for people to do. I want to see people growing and moving forward in a positive light every day. So
I think with the drinking, I think drinking is a hard one because, well, drinking's a depressant, isn't it?
If you're not
on top of it, then it can get out of control. When I went through like a real bad patch, I went through a decent bad patch. Well, not a decent bad patch, it wasn't good, but like a tough bad patch. I seem to have found myself drinking like a fair bit. I'd have like a bottle of rosé wine on a night.
But for no reason, is that you, rosé?
Yeah, oh, love a, don't Go mind on. A rosé, mate. But it's like it's for no reason. It's like I'm not celebrating anything. I'm not going anywhere. But then I just find myself drinking and then just sitting in my playing FIFA, drinking Budweisers. I'm thinking, why, man?
That's me, bro.
Why?
That was me.
It's mad, isn't it?
That was me. Yeah, definitely. You know, and that's another thing. You know, playing games on a weekend and having a few drinks was my thing. But it sort of got into a habit. And this is another important point, is that it takes 6 weeks to break a habit. So remember that. And humans, we're creatures of habit. We like routine. We like habits.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be a positive habit or a negative habit, you know, for example, people get addicted to training. It's a habit, bro.
Yeah.
So, and it does take 6 weeks to break a habit. They say it takes around 6 weeks. So it's important to, if you are going to do it, you've got to really work on it in a positive way and substitute it with something else. So for example, I substitute it with a couple of coffees, or if I feel like I need a drink, I'll go have a cup of tea. That's my thing at the minute.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's whatever works for you, isn't it, really? I think everyone...
Exactly.
There's ways that people will tell you, you need to do this, you should be feeling better. But you need to find ways for yourself along the way of how you're going to make yourself feel better.
That's a very valid point, bro. That's a very valid point. And, you know, like you said before, what's worked for you might not work for someone else. But if you can give someone the advice, just advise them, don't dictate, because that's an important thing. People get the backup, don't they? Is to, you know, give people a bit of advice. Because like I said, what worked for me might not work for you, and what works for you might not work for someone else. So it's important to find your own feet and in time. But, you know, initially you can't, with mental health, you've got to be, it's a sensitive subject, but you can't feel sorry for yourself. You've got to, when you're ready to make a, you know, make a change and have a positive, you know, switch, you've got to not feel sorry for yourself and just be very open and honest with yourself and in what you need to change. And, you know, it can be kind of upsetting and hurtful sometimes when you're doing it to yourself. When someone else says something to you, you get your back up and you're like, just shut up. You know what I mean? But when you take a step back and you're open and honest with yourself about what you think you need to change, that's when it kind of hurts a little bit. But that's where you know you're ready to move forward, you know, and that's what it's all about.
I think a lot of people find it hard to be honest with yourself, because that's the worst criticism you could possibly get, is being honest with yourself. And it's hard to do. It's not easy at all to do.
It's 100%. You know, and even like with gyms being closed at the minute as well, that's a big thing for a lot of people. You know, and I don't agree with why they've done it, but obviously training releases so many good endorphins and so many good feelings, doesn't it, when you're training? You know, you'll know yourself because you train hard.
Yeah.
A lot of people rely on going to the gym as a release.
Yeah.
As you know, so do I. But you've got to find other ways and adapt a little bit, you know, because you've got to. Otherwise, you know, like first lockdown came, I started regressing back into sitting at home drinking and not training. I put a lot of weight on. You saw the transformation that I did in 7 weeks. And I did that because, I looked in the mirror and I thought, fuck me, what have you done? What have you done? So walking for me this time has been, a big thing. Obviously, because I've got to train for the big one. But on the flip side, it's just because I need to stay active.
The gyms should be open.
They should, mate.
The
yeah.
gym should be open. I'll say that outright. The gym is for the way I went to the range the other day and it was jam packed. I went to get a puppy toy from the range and it is jam packed full of people.
No, and the problem we've got as well is all the fast food places like KFC offering 50% off in
That's
January.
That's a madness. A madness.
Yeah. You know, so you've got foods, for example. You know, McDonald's fries is about 450 calories in a large fries.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's just in fries. So when you get a meal, it's like 1,200, 1,300 calories in a meal.
Then fries are good, man.
Yeah, they're so good, bro. So good. But they're only good when you've earned them, bro. You've got to earn them, man.
Yeah,
you've got
to earn
them.
Yeah.
And if you don't earn them, you don't eat them.
Then fries are good, man. Yeah, the gym should be open. The way that is at the minute, we're supposed to be in full lockdown of this and everything's still open.
Yeah, well, the essential shops, but I don't know how these big retailers get away with being essential because they're not, you know. And then you see, like you said, loads of people congregating at like B&M and the Range and all these places.
They sell food, so they say they're essential. That's madness.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. And, you know, the statistics said that not a lot of COVID cases came out of the gym. But it's a way of transmission. And we've got to be careful because of obviously elderly people. You know, I know quite a few people whose families have sadly lost people due to COVID. So just because we're young, we can't be naive and stupid because we've all, you know, we've all got grandparents and people that we love and care about. So we wouldn't want that to happen to them. So it's very 100%. Important that we're just careful and, you know, we grumble about it. We grumble. But like we keep saying, we make the best of a bad situation and we do this walking, man. We get out and walk.
Like I said the other day, they can't take us running shoes. I tell you that.
Exactly. And even if you take our shoes, we just get out barefoot, bro.
Correct, mate. We've been headed down to the running track and just doing like sessions down there, like a couple of laps, burpees, couple of circuit stuff. And
I've seen you.
More than all, it's refreshing, man. It's refreshing to do something different instead of just being stuck inside the gym doing like the same kind of stuff. We do more functional training than weightlifting anyway.
Circuits.
But but then running and stuff, we never do running. But it's refreshing, man. It's actually been good to get out and do something different.
Yeah, it looks good. I've obviously seen a few videos online of you doing your things. And it's nice, you know, it's nice to see. And, you know, I would encourage other people to get out and, you know, feel free to just, like people do with me, is just send me a message. You know, I'll always reply to people. And if I can get out and walk with you, even if I don't know you, you know, I can talk to myself in a dark room. Don't worry, within 5 minutes we'll be talking about everything that we'll be talking about, you know, and you'll soon forget about all your troubles. So, you know, like as for yourself as well, it's nice. So I saw you at Beaumont Park Steps today as well. Getting
them
in.
Jeez, man, lethal.
Tough on the legs.
Lethal, man. We did five halves and then one full. That last full. Jeez, my legs, man, just couldn't go anymore. Like, my brain's like, right, come on, we're good, we can get to the top. And my legs just like, nah, we can't make it, man.
Nah, it's a lot of lactic acid. When I used to do training with your uncle, Andy Farrell, we used to do them steps 8 times before we used to fight. So before a fight, I used to get on them steps 8 times. And now I did it not so long ago. Makes me laugh. I did it about probably a couple of months ago and I managed 3. And by the third one, I was just dead.
Yes, bad.
I was crawling to the top.
Speaking of Andy, he's like the fittest. I say he's like the fittest person I've ever come across in my entire life.
Yeah, he's one of the people that I'd aspire to be as a person. You know, as a mentor, he's a really good mentor. A really genuine and nice guy as well. Quiet and, you know, some of the stories he'll tell you. Funny man, funny guy. But he, you know, as a disciplined guy, a disciplined person.
Yeah,
strong.
Yeah.
Quiet, humble, disciplined.
Yeah,
you know, and it teaches you discipline as well. You know,
so you did the MMA stuff. What happened with that? I saw you doing that. You went into the bodybuilding stuff.
Yeah, so I started MMA when I was 16. I started one day. Did that for 4 or 5 years, mainly for the training.
Yeah,
and it was good. It's just a good discipline, and I used to just enjoy the training and just learning jiu-jitsu. You know, stand up, and then. Started to put a bit more size on, so I put a bit of weight on. So I went into bodybuilding. I did well in my bodybuilding, and obviously I've just carried on to do that, but then I've adapted. I like to be a bit more functional now because bodybuilding, as much as it looks good, it's not healthy.
It's not functional at all. You can't really do much with it.
It's not healthy. Like, you know, I remember the last show that I did, I was a bit ill before it. And I remember I was 2 weeks out or a week out from the show, and I was really lean. And I went to the shop to get some eggs, and I was stood in the shop for half an hour and I couldn't remember what I went for.
Yeah.
You know, because my body fat percentage were low and we're getting mad. And I just thought, this ain't healthy, man. I'm forgetting things.
It's not for me, I'll tell you that. That bodybuilding business, not for me. It's just it's not practical. Yeah. What I think, it's not practical.
It's not maintainable, bro. It's not maintainable. That's what it is. You know, so I'd much rather do some weights. So my split at the minute is I do weights 3 times a week. And then the other 3 days I do functional or walk. Yeah. So the functional training is really good. It's good for your CV. It's good for your mobility. So I'd always say mix it up so you don't get bored of, you know, of your training as well. Like you said, it was refreshing for you to get down to the track because you haven't been down there for a while.
Yeah, so. I've been down there in years since I left Giants. I haven't been down there. It was good to get back, man.
Yeah, no, it's what you need. I think sometimes you need a little bit of a switch up, you know. It's nice.
So that's change, right? Change is good, man.
Yeah, definitely. Positive change.
Yes.
But yeah, and like, you know, one of the main reasons I, you know, look up to Andy so much is because he's a positive person. And it's nice to surround yourself with, you know, positive people because it's very, very contagious. Like I said, negative mentality is contagious.
Yeah.
So if I was to say something, it's to, if you're feeling bad, look at who's around you first. Look at your friend group, you know. And that's the most brutal thing. Sometimes you've got to pull yourself away from certain people.
It's a sad way. Yeah, it's a sad reality. That's what it is.
It doesn't mean that you don't like them any more or any less. It doesn't mean that they're not your friends. What it means is that you've got to do what's right for you. Be a bit selfish sometimes, you know. And when you start saying no to people, you'll realize who your real friends are then, because your real friends will still shout you or, you know, message you. Whereas the friend group that you, the circle that you're with, they, you know, as soon as you start saying no and you're not in that same little, you know, little circle sometimes. No, they won't do. You know, they won't shout you the same way. So, I think that's important. Is to look at your surroundings.
You're gonna become like the people you're around the most. This is what some people don't understand. Like they'll have like they'll be in a group of 6 people. Three of them positive, 3 of them negative. And they say it's at you all the time. You're gonna become like one or the other, and it's gonna be easier to go and chill with the negative lot than the positive ones.
Of course. You know, and we like to be, like I said, as human beings, we like to be part of a group anyway. You know.
Yeah.
You know, we like to be in a herd. So, you know, you always want to be around people, but sometimes the sad thing is you get attracted to the wrong people, you know, for you that, you know, that suit your personality or suit your needs. So it's important to really just have a look and, like I said, sort of distance yourself from them negative people that are negative to you, you know, that's all it is. Yeah. That's one way to better yourself as well.
I 100% agree, man. Tell me about this madness of a 100-mile walk. I need to know more details about this madness.
So initially I planned a route. But I'm going to do it in the gym. So we're going to do it on a treadmill. Just because logistically it's easier for people to come and walk. So I've got a lot of people who actually want to come and walk. Whereas if I'm doing a 100-mile walk, you might have to drive 70 miles to walk with me for a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's not fair. So I'll do it on the treadmill. You got no elements then against you. I'm going to do it continuous, so there'll be no sort of breaks. I'm going to try do it within 36 hours. So like I said, I'm not naive to the fact that it's going to be the hardest thing that I've ever done in my life, not just mentally, but physically. I've got bad knees anyway, so on my knees and on my joints and on my ankles, it's going to be tough. But the reason, you know, like the main reason for me wanting to do it is, you know, like I said, for mental health, for myself, and for people that aren't as lucky as me to be able to be here to talk about, you know, a battle that they've won or, you know, lost, you know. So I think that's the main reason. If I can inflict a little bit of pain on myself to raise some money to help even one other person, then I've done my job. So it does mean a lot to me. Like, it's got a big place in my heart. So that's why I know for a fact I'm going to get in and get it done. And that's why I'm taking my training seriously now.
It's a massive, massive, massive respect to you for it, man. It's things like this, right? This is what gets me. In my head, I'm some kind of superhero. Me, if someone says 100-mile walk, I'm like, oh, yeah, of course I can do that. Of course I can do that. Then I'll start training. I'll do 10 miles. I'm like, yo, legs kind of sore, you know.
Yo, bro, honestly, mate, just come and do as much as you want with me, you know. And I feel free. I feel free to anybody listening or anybody. When we start pushing it, I'm going to start pushing and promoting it mid-month. You know, get a few donations on my. My goal is 5,000, and without pushing it so far, I'm up to about £650. So I'm going to start pushing it on socials.
Yeah,
you know, it's just a little bit of support. I'm not, you know, it's like I said, the money's going to a good cause. a lot of people could sort of relate to it these days. There's a lot more mental health problems now than there has ever been, but there's a lot more help available now than there's ever been.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I can raise £5,000, I think it's a good amount that's gonna help a fair few people, and people will probably see me going through pain and be like, you know, fucking hell, fair play.
Yeah.
Maybe next time I'm feeling a bit down, I'll talk about it. That's what I want, you see. So, like I've said to people throughout the night that I'm walking, because I'm going to be walking for a long time, come and talk to me. You know, I'll probably be zonked out my head walking. Come talk to me. You know, come talk to me and keep me company. You know, because obviously I'll be in the gym I'm probably going to start at 9 a.m. And go all the way through. So I'll be taking breaks for obviously toilet and that's about it. Then back on the treadmill.
I think charity work is one of like the most rewarding things you can ever do in your entire life. The feeling you get out of doing stuff when you're getting absolutely nothing out of it, except from just pure happiness of helping somebody else. I think charity work's a massive thing. I think everyone should look into doing a bit of charity work in some kind of way. Obviously give your £3 a month to the certain charities, but then challenge yourself to do something for charity because you've got some big motivation behind you then.
Yeah, and that's a big thing there as well, mate, is the fact that if you're actually putting yourself through something, it's a sense of accomplishment for you.
Yeah.
And obviously you're helping people in the process. So, you know, it's 160 kilometres, I think, is 100 miles. So it's a long way, man.
That's a long way.
But I'm just like I said, at the minute, I'm just conditioning my body to sort of get used to it. So I'm trying to do around sort of 40, 50 Ks a week at the minute. And then I'm going to carry on progressively building it up. And then the week before, I'll just ease it back down again, give my body a bit of a rest, ready for that day of pain. But yeah, it's going to be good. And, you know, it's something that I've not seen a lot of people do 100 miles. You know, everyone that I've spoke to who's been in the army and stuff has said, you're fucking crazy.
100 miles is far, man. That's a big challenge.
It's far. So if I was to walk 6 miles an hour, I'd do 100 miles in 24 hours. So, but that's for me walking. It's not. I can't do that, mate. So, because I'm walking, I'm gonna aim for like I said, 34 between 32 and 36 hours. I'll be happy. So obviously, I'll have to take breaks at some point when I get a bit tired. Get the massage gun on and just do what I can.
So the more
people there, the better for support. And you know, like I said, once it's done, it's done. That's it. We move on. Move on to the next challenge.
It's going
to
be a big unknown, isn't it, when you're doing it, because you don't know what's coming. You don't know how your body's going to react, because it's just, you've never done it before. So it's like, exactly. It's all going to be on the mind, man. It's all going to be just pure head strength.
That's it. Well, like I said to you, with regards to these sort of challenges, Josh Taylor, who works at the unit, I don't speak to him so often, but he's somebody that, you know, I really admire as a person, because... you know, he did the 24-hour row, 24 hours consistently on a rowing machine. He's done the 32-hour watt bike.
Yeah.
You know, and now he's planning for a 200-mile run. So, in 48 hours. So that's somebody that, like I said, like-minded. I'm going to start sort of spending a bit more time talking to him. You know, about these things, because that's somebody that will have a positive impact on me. But you can't plan for this distance. It's unknown. You know, yeah. And if I was to do 100 mile before doing it, I'd be like, fuck that, I'm not doing that. But that's what kind of takes you through sometimes, is the fact that you don't know and you've got to just keep pushing your boundaries. You know, I did 20 miles back in August. I did 20 miles just off the bat. I'd never done it before. I did it with my friend Matty Smith, who was a fireman. And we did 20 miles. It took us 5.5 hours. And boy, I was tired, but I was ready to do more. And I thought, I'm not doing that again.
So, 100 miles, man. Good luck to you, man.
I know, bro. Yeah, but like I said, you know, feel free to come and do some, bro, because it'll be good to have you there. You're a positive guy as well, and that's what I want around me whilst I'm doing these sort of things.
Yeah, I'll definitely swing by. I'll do a few miles with you.
Definitely. And then, like I said, if you feel free, I've got a link in my bio on Instagram, so if you want to donate, I'm going to start to people. I'm just going to start pushing that now, sponsoring and donating, so...
Tell everyone your Instagram so they can go and find you, so they know where they
are. Yeah, so my Instagram is Paolo Magaglione. It's my name, innit? We might have to put that one.
We might have to put that one on a
description, man.
When I said it at the start, I'm like, I'm like, you with my boy Paolo, because I'm thinking I cannot say this last name because my tongue will be going all over the place.
Yeah, so I did have my Instagram as Maga Fitness, but obviously because I'm not PTing now, I've just got it as my name.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
It'll be the link of the podcast. It'll be in the link.
Yeah, yeah,
that's the easiest way to do it.
That long, just find it in the link. One of the crazy Italian names, bro.
Yeah, mate. I remember looking at it a thousand times thinking, I do not know how to say this.
I was laughing at the beginning, yeah, when I first started talking to you and you went, I've got my good friend Paolo, and I was waiting for the last name. I was waiting to hear.
Yeah, now you know why. Now you know why.
Yeah, yeah.
I better off not saying it because I'll mess this up.
Everyone's in the same boat, mate. Don't worry. You're not the first person. You're not the last.
Talk to me about your new venture, Paolo Players, man.
Obviously, this is one thing that, I've been thinking about doing for a while. Obviously, I'm into gaming a little bit as well. FIFA, Call of Duty.
A little bit,
you know. As well as everything else, you know, I'm trying to juggle it. So I created, I've had my YouTube channel for my fitness, but I modified it to do a bit of gaming because that's my kind of, in lockdown, that was my kind of release, just to play games. I've got a bit of a passion for it. So it was nice to create a page where people could come and just, you know, a stream so people can come and sit with me and just talk shit really whilst I'm playing games. And you know what? It's mad and kind of humbling, the fact that I had the amount of people who messaged me saying, you know, you've helped me through lockdown. You know, somebody just, like, there's a lot of people out there who you'd be surprised are quite, like, lonely. You know, I'm quite fortunate where I've got good friends around me, but there's people out there who sometimes don't have that. So for somebody like me who they don't even know, for them to come and sit in a stream with on Twitch or, you know, on YouTube and sit and just talk to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's that's their release. And it was an eye-opener for me because I didn't realise how much you can kind of help people by doing that.
100%. So, I've been a gamer since I was young. So since, like, Xbox 360 Online first came out, that was me done.
Bro. Halo.
Halo, mate. Man. Yeah, yeah, Halo, man. And then, looking back at it now, people used to call us geeks, nerds, all this, because we didn't come out of his house. We didn't want to go do this. We wanted to just play his games and chill. But then I've got friends in America now, still from back then.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. It's good. You know, it's a big community online as well. It can be a bit unproductive playing games. And it used to be for me, as soon as I sit playing games, bro, I get lost in my games and I just want to play games for hours. So now I make sure that I get everything done that I need to get done before I sit on my Xbox, because I can sit there, I can just get lost, you know, and for me, it's a big release, it's a big help. So, like, when I'm stressed or when I've got a lot going on, it's one of the ways that I deal with my stress.
Yeah.
Because I can just talk to my boys online, we play some games, play some Call of Duty, you know, play some FIFA, and I'm trying to do something productive with it, not just being gaming. I'm trying to do something productive, and so that's why I started streaming. It's more productive. But I've got a few different ideas for my channel this year. Because I'm kind of missing doing other stuff like my fitness, etc. I'm going to make it as just a generic channel now. I'm not just going to do gaming. So I'm going to do a bit of gaming. I'm going to do some cooking tutorials.
Cooking?
Help people out. Yeah, I'm going to do some cooking, man. I love to cook. Cooking is one of my other passions. That's one of my other things that helps me deal with stress.
I'm an eater, man. You know, not a cooker.
Bro, I'm a feeder, bro. Trust me. If you want some Italian food, let me know. My missus hates me because she says I'm a feeder. She loves me for that, but she says, oh, you're always feeding me up, man.
If it's good, I'm there.
Yeah, man, I'm all about that Italian food. So I'm going to do a few cooking tutorials on there. You know, like basic food, just easy, basic cooking for people. You know, some people struggle with, you know, cooking and stuff. So if I can help people cook
sandwich.
A few. Yeah, man, tomato sauce sandwich. Yeah. You know the one. Tomato sauce, tomato ketchup sandwich.
Serious.
On buttered bread.
That's all I'm good for.
Nah, so yeah, I'm going to make it a bit more generic. But yeah, like I said, gaming. Yeah, even hiding, my girlfriend calls me a geek, man. Sometimes she says, you know, you're a geek. They don't understand that
they don't understand that
each their own.
Gaming has become such a big lucrative business. They don't understand until someone goes pop and they're making millions.
Yeah,
the way it the gaming's taken off is mad.
It is massive. But like I said, you know, for some people, I do all your things that you need to do in a day before you sit down and game. Because if you're anything like me, I'll hold my hands up.
You get
if
stuck.
I sit gaming, that's me, bro. I'll get a pack of sports mixture sweets and that's me. I'm sat there glued playing games, man, for hours.
Have you watched the film Ready Player One?
Yeah, it's sick, bro.
Yo,
sick.
Do you think that's where we're going with all this?
I reckon so. VR's already coming in anyway, isn't it? So
yeah,
I think it's only going to get more like that, but I don't think you can take away a controller, man.
No.
You know, we'll be there in 30, 40 years. with our, you know, kids, grandkids playing virtual reality or jumping into a car, and we'll still be sat there with a controller.
Seriously. You know, have you played VR?
I've had a go on it. I've not really played it much. I've had a go, it's crazy, man, because it can make you go off balance and stuff. I've seen some videos of people online doing some crazy shit on VR as well.
There's a place in Bradford that me and Crooksy have been a few times. It's like you go, you pay for an hour, get the headset on, and be like, you play with each other and then play online and all shooting games. Yeah. It's madness. I could reload and sort a proper gun out now just from playing that.
It's mad, and that's a scary thing though. In America, people are doing that, you know.
Yeah.
That's a crazy thing. So, you know, the games are just so realistic now. But you know, FIFA's a good game for me. FIFA just makes me angry though, so I've stopped playing FIFA as much now.
Yeah,
it brings out a different kind of aggression, man.
If it's good, it's good, and if it's bad, it's awful.
Yeah, I tell you now, over the years, I've had fights with my, you know, Nathan Robinson.
Me and
Nathan Robinson have got real personal over FIFA. It's a game, yeah. And we started calling each other out about your mum's this. Nearly fighting over a game of FIFA, man, because he's beating me 1-0.
Yeah.
So, it's
rough. That's what it is. Rough. It's stressful.
It is rough. So I think, you know, Call of Duty is good. I like Call of Duty with players. It's good. But like I said, it's important to, with anything in life, it's important to have a balance. You know, it's important to have a balance between spending time with my girlfriend, fiance, should I say now. It's important to spend time with her, spend time working on myself, spend time doing my hobby and working on, you know, doing my gaming and content creating as well. So it is important for people to have a balance, you know.
Balance is good. You need to work hard, but then you also need to play and do your bits, because if you just all work and no play, life's going to get real boring, real stressful. You've got to 100%. Do something you enjoy. You've got to follow your passions, do what you enjoy, man, have some fun.
And if you're not enjoying work at the time being, just see it as a stepping stone.
Yeah.
You know, don't get all down about it. Just see it as a stepping stone to a different direction. You know, I didn't know what I wanted to do till I was like 25, 26, you know, and personal training was really my passion in life, but it had, obviously it's got a time frame on. For me, I still like to help people, so I still give out some free plans to my friends, you know, but there's a lot of really good PTs in Huddersfield who I would recommend, for example, like Greg Boothroyd, Ethan Sam, young lad, really good PT. I've trained with Ethan quite a few times, he's got a good mentality. But now, obviously, I'm working closely with my dad. He's wanting to retire soon, so I'm getting really well involved in the business, because it's a family business. So that was my thing. Sales, I've got a bit of slack in regards to my role, so I do quite a few different roles, which suits me, because I've got a very short attention span, so I've got to choose something that suits me. I've got a very short attention span. You know, I even thought I might have, like, you know, a bit of ADHD at some point, because I'm quite jittery, I'm quite all over the place. So I think, you know, if you're quite similar to me as a person, it's important to find something that's quite moldable and adaptable as a role, you know, not just be something that's set in stone.
Yeah, I think when I was a kid, I got diagnosed with it's dyslexia I've got. And they said one of my main traits is just you get bored of stuff far too easily.
Yeah.
That's the maddest thing. So it's just trying to keep yourself entertained, and then just not get bored of it. I think that's what you need to find that.
Of course, mate, of course. And that's a valid point. And, you know, don't beat yourself up if you don't find what you're good at straight away. Just be persistent and be resilient, and you will find your way. You know, everyone finds a way in life.
Yeah, I think everyone reckons there should be set in stone, house, wife, kids, all this stuff, car, by the time you're 25, 26.
That's socials, man. That's socials for you. It's all smoke and mirrors, bro. That's a big saying for me. Smoke and mirrors, I'm telling you. You know, the happiness that you see on Instagram, it's far from happiness, bro. If someone's got a post, all the happiness on Instagram, they're probably far from happy.
They're probably
posting it because it's a cry for help. And like I said, if you see success on Instagram, take it at face value, because success isn't what you see in a picture. Success is a motivating factor to be able to do better. You know, it's not something that you can have. Success isn't something that you hold in your hand, bro. Money isn't success. Success is different from person to person. So find your own success, you know, find your own success.
The sky's the limit, man. If you find something you're passionate about, no one can stop you. Just do your thing,
definitely,
man.
You know, and Instagram's a persona, man. So, like, for example, what people see of me on Instagram, they'll then have that opinion of me, because if I put on certain things, they have that opinion of me, which is totally wrong, because I put on there what I want people to see, for example. Deep down, I'm a totally different person, but only, you know, my people that are close to me will see that side. Likewise with you, probably the same. You know, so I'd always say that, don't just take things at face value. You You know, don't judge a book by its cover, never, because you'll get the picture very wrong. So
with the Instagram stuff, like literally the other day, I was doing this 310,000 step challenge, and I'm getting a nice picture every day, a nice picture. Then I thought one day, I thought, I ain't got shit. I went running in the dark last night with a head torch on. I'm like, how the hell am I going to get a picture here? So I thought, what am I going to post?
And I saw your status, bro. I saw your caption for the picture, and it stuck with me today. You know, you know, it's not always pretty. It's not always pretty, bro. So
yeah.
Don't worry too much about it, because don't put yourself under pressure to get pretty pictures every day, because you're not going to get it every day.
It's life, isn't it? Life's not pretty, man.
Just be open and honest, man. And you was. Yeah. That's the biggest factor. Just be open. You know, you didn't get a good picture, but you're still working. You're working hard. Yeah. And that's all that matters. You know, you don't need to have this beautiful sunrise, because, you know, that's that one moment that you can see, you know.
Yeah.
And like you said, it catches a good picture. But, you know, you don't need the really nice shoes or the designer top. It don't make you a better person. Just remember that. And a lot of the stuff that you probably see what people posting is probably fake anyway. So
yeah, serious.
So just take it at face value. And it don't matter that it's fake. Like, fair play, it's a nice top. But just don't have it in your head that everything that you see is as is. It's not, you know.
It's people believing what they're seeing far too easily.
And that is causing that's what causes a lot of mental health problems, bro. That's what
100%
problems.
100%.
You know, so it's important to just take it at face value and just focus, get your head down and focus on yourself, you know, and then you'll find your own happiness. As long as you're focusing on yourself and what makes you happy, fuck everyone else. Excuse the French, but yeah. literally, you know, just focus on yourself. And, you know, I'm really behind you with what you're doing and stuff. It's positive. You're using Instagram in a positive way.
I appreciate you, man.
You know, it's helped you get where you are. I didn't even know you'd been through a bit of a struggle yourself. So that's an eye opener for me there. You know, knowing you, I know you, but I don't know you well enough to know that. You get me? So
not many people do. I keep everything close to myself. And that's why now exactly. I'm thinking I shouldn't have done it that way. I should have probably got the help I actually needed. It took me a long time to get through what I've been going through, but. Now I'm trying to tell people it's all right, man.
Yeah, exactly. And, it took me to get to a very dark place to finally realise and just accept the help. Because I'm like you, I'm stubborn. I wanted to do everything and get better myself, because I felt a bit like I'd be a weak person if I didn't.
Yeah,
but in reality, I was weaker for not accepting help that is there, you know. So I was the same. And it took, you know, I had to accept the help. Otherwise, it had gone bad. So, you know, it's important to just reach out to anybody, you know, and try find the help that you need sometimes. That's all I'd say. I'd much rather somebody burden me with a problem that I can try and help them with than to do something harmful to themselves and create devastation for a lot of people. So I think it's important to help each other, and there's always help there.
I think sometimes we just got to drop the ego, drop the act, and just do what we actually need to do.
Exactly, brother. You know, I'm coming into 2021 now. We're in an age where, you know, it doesn't matter what you say. You can say what you want.
Yes,
you know, just get the help that you need, man. Just nobody's going to judge you. I would never judge anybody who came to me and spoke to me about the problems, you know. And I wouldn't judge you. So if somebody does judge you, which there are people out there will, because they're arrogant people, fuck them. You know, just there is people out there that will help you. And there's people out there who will openly admit that they'll help you.
Yeah, you know? 100%. Like, I'd like
to say, two of them people here.
Yeah, serious. That's what I was just going to say. If anyone listening needs any help with anything, if you're not feeling good or you just need someone to chat to, you just go to the wildminds.uk or go see Paolo with the second name. I'll put in the description.
Yeah. Mike Aglione. That's the one.
Just drop a message. Have a chat. Even if it's a random chat, you just have a chat, man. If you need to speak, just speak.
Yeah, that's the main one, bro, and I really like that. I like that. I like what you're doing. It's good. Helping a lot of people without even realizing it. Yeah, you're probably helping a lot of people already. You know, I've seen people putting the steps on and stuff, and it's good. It's good. And you'll get more people. It's like a snowball, bro.
Once a few
people start, it'll just continue. And like I said, with this Sunday walking, social Sunday, I'm gonna look at obviously speaking to you, and I'm gonna try and create a bit of a group for that as well. And if we can get some people out there and create a bit of a community between us and more people, and, you know, when it gets nicer weather, start, you know, going further afield and walking places that would not be in the peaks, the Three Peaks, Yorkshire Three Peaks, the UK Three Peaks.
Oh, the UK one looks...
UK? Yeah. We'll do it all, bro. I'm ready. Yeah, I'm there.
I'm down for the UK one.
You know, We'll do the UK and we'll do the Yorkshire Three Peaks as well. We'll do it all. So
Yeah, I'm down, man.
Let's get it sorted.
100%. Right, I would say thanks to you for coming on, man. It's been a good chat. You've got a lot of good knowledge on the subject of mental health. A lot more information than I've got, so it's been good for me to learn from you as well.
Yeah, thanks for having me as well, man. It's been nice for me to get on and open up to you as well. And
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
You too.
All right, nice one, bro.
Thank you, bro.
All good, man. Peace.